We continue on learning the Nishmas David ben Menachmish and Chan Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyomer and Kalen Berach of Zion Mishnah Dalin Hamikatzeya Mikulam Tefach Al Tefach Tameh. We spoke about the beged and the sock and the oar and the mapatz, and they all have minimum shiurim to be mekabel tuma. Here, a person took one of those materials and he was mekatzeya. He actually trimmed a tefach by a tefach, very small, not the minimum shiur of any of the others, any of those. But he had in mind to use it for sitting, and specifically for Bar Tanur says, "Ve'osin tloy me'echad me'hen lemardas shel chamor v'yoshvan." All the people sit on it, and you put it on the saddle of the donkey, even though it's a tefach by a tefach. So since he had in mind to use this for sitting, and he trimmed it, he did this action. So then, even though it's only a tefach by a tefach, and it may be one of the other these materials, beged, sock, or which have minimum shirim that are much larger, here a tefach by a tefach is sufficient for you to mekabel tumas midras because you had that in mind to use it for that purpose and you trimmed it for that purpose. What about if you have a basket next, mishule hakupa? Let's say you have a basket made of reeds, made of wood, and you cut off the bottom, you remove the bottom, and the bottom is only a tefach al tefach. So the Mishnah here also says, you trimmed it so that you're going to use it for sitting. It's only a tefach by a tefach. Tamei, it is mekabel tumas midras because it can be used for sitting. And you trimmed it for that person. You had that kavana in mind. What about mitzadah de hakupa? What about from the walls of the kupa? So the walls of the kupa are concave. So that's not necessarily what people would typically sit on. So Rabbi Shimon says if you remove those, you trim those to sit on them, even though you had in mind to sit on them and you trim them for that purpose, that's usually not suitable for sitting, and therefore they're not mekabel tumas midras. V'chachamim omrim hamekatzeya tefach al tefach b'chol makom tamei. No, if you trim it, you have in mind, and you trim it for that purpose, even though it's only a tefach al tefach b'chol makom, not only the bottom of the basket, but even on the walls of the basket, tamei, it is mekabel tuma. Obviously, the Chachamim hold that is something that's suitable for sitting on as well, even though it's a little bit circular, it's not exactly flat. The Chazon Ish understands this differently. He doesn't think he feels that the bottom and the walls are pretty much the same. Why should it be? Why should there be a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon? If you can use the bottom of the kupa of the basket, you should be able to use the walls of the basket. You trim it for the purposes and you have in mind to sit on it. So, and you said a tefach al tefach is sufficient for sitting on when you do so an action and you have that in mind. What should be the difference? So he says like this, Venira de dofne hakupa osim dakim. Ulamoshav tsarich of the kasha. He says, actually, it's a little bit different. The walls of the kupa are very thin. The moshav, the bottom of the kupa, is thick and much harder. And the ulakach mitaya Rabbi Shimon, sha'afim yichid mimenu tefach lamoshav, ein zeyichud gamur v'sofa lezarko. He says, when it comes to the walls, says Rabbi Shimon, since they're so thin, even though you had in mind and you trimmed a tefach by a tefach for sitting, doesn't matter. That's not considered designation. That action is meaningless because sofa lezarko, eventually, because it's so thin, you're going to throw it away. Perachav zayin mishnei. Beloye nafa ukvara. Nafa and kvara are different types of sieves. The kvara has larger openings for the waste to come out. The nafa smaller, sieves a little bit finer. So here you have they're worn out. Sheiskivan, so okay, you know, if you're not using them to sift your flour, let's say, so then what are you going to use it for? Sheiskin and the yeshiva. So it says here that a person designated them for the purposes of sitting on them. Rabbi Akiva mitamei, v'chachamim mitarin ad sheikatzea. Rabbi Akiva says that they are tamei. When it says in the Mishnah Shehiskinan, it just means that you designated them. Doesn't necessarily mean that you did anything, no actions. So Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva means. Sheiskin and the yeshiva, you prepared it. You know, you had in mind now, okay, now I'm going to sit upon it. So he says it's mekabel tumas midras. So the chachamim say no. You have to trim it. You have to. It's not enough to have a designated for sitting. It was it did sifting. That's what it was a sieve before. So when if you want it to be used for sitting, so that it's mekabel tumas midras, it's still tar, it's still not mekabel tuma or tumas medras until you actually trim it for that purpose. Kisei shel katan sheish lo raglayim. Mishnah continues, you have a child's chair that has legs. Afal pi she'ein bo gova tefach, even though it's not even a tefach high, very, very low, very close to the ground. Nonetheless, tame. It is mekabel tumas medris, as opposed to a seat that's designated for adults. That means a minimum height of a tefach for it to be considered tumas medris. We learned that in the 22nd parak. But if it's for a child, so because this is what they normally sit on, very, very low chairs, it doesn't have to be a tefach height. Even if it's lower, even if the legs plus the seat together are less than a tefach, the halacha is it's tamiz mekabel tuma. Choluk shel katan. What about a shirt of a child? We're speaking about a newborn. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kolshu. So he believes that a shirt that's worn by a baby, so that is susceptible to tumas midris, because people sometimes sit on clothing. And this, in fact, although it's very, very small, because it doesn't have the normal tuma that we had in the second Mishnah, made of beged, let's say it has to be 3x3 tfachim. This is clearly small, then as for a little baby, it doesn't matter. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kolshu, any little bit, since it's fit for a newborn to wear, it's considered clothing, and since people would sit on clothing, therefore it's mikabel tumas midras as well. This I disagree. For the child's shirt to become susceptible to tumas midras, it needs the regular type. If it's beged, so then it needs a cloth, it needs to be 3x3 tfachim, and we know all the others from Mishnah base. Then the Mishnah concludes, v'nimdad kaful. And we measure it double, which means when we speak about the shirt that needs, according to the Rabbi Eliezer Kolshu, any little bit is fine. When the Chachamim say it needs to have the minimum shear, it means nimdad kaful, means it needs to be double, which means you need the minimum length both in the front and the back. That's the way you wear a shirt. So it's full. So you have half of it in the front, half in the back. So that really means if the shirt were completely open, it would be double. It would have to be 6x6 tfachim in length, because you need 3 tfachim in the 3x3 tfachim in the front and 3x3 tfachim in the back in order to have the requisite shear. That's what the Mishnah means when it says v'nimdad kaful.